Blog Talk Radio.
Hang on
Shalom, shalom, everyone. This is Yaina. How is everybody doing today? Brother Donia, I see you with us today. If you hear me, please push 1, and we'll get you on the air. Shalom, shalom. Just making sure you hear us. All right, now. I see you hear us. Shalom, we missed you yesterday. What happened to you?
Oh, yeah. I came on, man, but I got a call from my credit card people, and they kept me on the phone for for 2 hours. You understand? I don't know, trying to straighten out some. See, somebody, they told me that somebody had access to my account, and they had bought some stuff. You understand? And they was trying to make sure that it wasn't me. You understand? See, I had bought me a recliner. You understand? That's the only bill that I have with them. You understand? They talking about there was three other charges on there, you understand, and I had nothing to do with that at all. So we went around and around with that for 2 hours, you understand. So I'm sorry, I was there. I came on at first, and then he called me, you understand, and it showed my credit card number, you understand. So I was on with them for 2 hours. I'm sorry about that. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I just wanted to make sure everything was all right. That's all. As long as you was good, I'm good. You know, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. How'd the show go?
It went really well.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. I got a question.
Yes.
My question is, first of all, I want to apologize to you for the other day when I was telling you about Edom is Abraham's seed. You might be right in that. And
it's gonna come to him eventually. I said you was having a senior moment. It was all right. I knew. I understand. I said it'll come to him.
Yeah. But my question is that they're talking about this vaccine is working, and I want to know where the proof at. Anybody have any proof there? Huh?
They'll say anything. I don't care what they say. They can have all of it. I don't want no part of it.
Yeah, the problem is that I haven't seen no proof. You know, they saying that it's working. Where? How's it working? Where's the proof? Show me the proof.
Right. Absolutely.
You understand? I mean, we was all right before we took this vaccine. You know, so we took the vaccine. So how do we know that the vaccine is working? How do we know that? I'm not messing with it myself at all, period. And I mean,
right.
Now, I don't knock nobody else for doing it, man, because I know you got to do what you got to do. You understand? But I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it at all because I think that there's a lot more to it than meets the eye here. You understand? They're not telling the truth. You understand? You know, and like I said, man, you know, that guy, man, said that they was trying to get rid of 80% of the population of the earth, and this thing's supposed to be all over the earth, man, and every community, everybody got it. You understand?
Yes, sir.
You know, so it's more to it than meets the eye for me.
I agree with you. I agree 100%. Hold on. And now they got a booster shot to go with the shot. I'm like, well, why you got to get the extra shot if the third shot working with the booster for? Please.
Now, I believe that wearing a mask and distance yourself, if this thing is so dangerous, wearing a mask and social distances, and keeping your hands clean, you know, like that. I believe in that. I can understand that.
Me too.
Well, anything else, man, they please don't tell me that and don't give me no proof. That's it. Don't pee on my head and tell me it's raining.
Hold on a minute. Area code 706, your mic is open. You're on the air. Area code 706. Maybe they pushed it by accident. Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
Yeah,
agree with you.
I understand. You know, I mean, you know, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Come on. I understand. You know, say, give me something to work with here, man. You know, I can't see no proof in it. I really don't. They ain't telling us nothing.
Yep, I agree.
No.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. But other than that, man, you know, you understand, you know, I'm looking at, man, you know, the Almighty is our salvation, man. We ain't got nothing else to look forward to, man, but him bringing us out this mess that we in. You understand
right.
What I'm saying? And I see it getting worse and worse and worse and worse. You understand? Now they got this big old storm that's hitting the East Coast. You understand? That's the hand of the Almighty. You understand? They can't do nothing to stop it. You understand? And, you know, and then they got all of these earthquakes that have, you know, that's coming up. What's his name? Haiti. You understand? It's toe up from the floor up, boy. You understand what I'm saying? And they are reluctant to try to do anything to help Haiti in their thing. Then they have, I think it was, what was it, Puerto Rico or Mexico or whatever. You understand? They ain't did nothing in Puerto Rico or Mexico, man. You understand? During Trump's time, you understand? And he, you know, oh, man, this is getting ready to get real rough out here, man. That's just the elements that we working with. You understand? That's not counting the stuff that they doing, you understand, to destroy the society. You understand? Which is going to be destroyed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High Yah. It is interesting. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Hell.
You know, you understand, we got, they killed, you know, they had a thing on YouTube, man, where this police took this infant, you understand, and treated the baby like a rag doll, you understand, swinging it around and all of that kind of stuff, man. Oh, man, you understand. I know that girl was tore up, man. She just had that baby, and the baby wasn't that old, you understand, you know, wasn't a month or two old, man. He swinging it around like a rag doll, boy. White guy.
They'll get them. They don't play about babies now. That's one thing you don't do is mess with no innocent baby. They'll get them. You ain't got to worry about that. If he did that, they going to get him. You ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah.
You don't mess with the babies. You can do grown folks, but you leave the kids and the babies alone.
It just remind me of the, you know, during the slavery period, which we're still in the slavery period. That ain't changed none. You understand? But they used to dash out babies against the rocks.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
You understand? You know, that's it put me in that frame of mind. You understand?
Yes. All praises. Be to the Most High.
I'm telling you. And he don't look like he's, you know, 1 ounce of remorse or anything, man. And that's exactly what the Creator said. They show no compassion or consideration for the young or the old. You understand? And that's what, you know, it put me in those things, man. And it's heartbreaking to see, you understand, especially our people, you understand. Then they got this guy, you understand, he's on YouTube, you understand, and now a black guy, black man, boy, you understand, took a young 14-year-old girl to a nightclub. The club was closed, so they went to the hotel. He's what is he? I say he's close to his 40s. You understand? And he's got a lot of women. I said, well, I don't know whether he did something like that or not, because he got women. You understand? You know. He got a polygamy. He's in a polygamous relationship with several women. You understand? So I was debating whether he did that in my mind now, because I ain't trying to get on the phone with nobody. You understand? But I said, maybe, you know, maybe they just making this story up, you understand, because they always want to bring down the brother, you understand, if he's doing pretty well or whatever, or because he has these polygamous relationships. But come to find out, he's been doing it all along. You understand? Molesting them little children, man, you understand, before they get, just, you know, as soon as they start having a menstruation, then he want to go up in them, you understand, to make, to build his population. Come on, man. God, dog it, boy. You understand? But the police, I mean, the society, Justice Department got hold to him now, you understand, you know. And it's going to be hard for him to get wiggle out from under this here, you understand. And then, see, if he go to jail, you understand, they're going to get him in the penitentiary, because messing with them young children, you understand, is a no-no in the penitentiary.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Absolutely is. They don't play it under no circumstances.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. I said absolutely. Yes, they will. They will get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
With no problem at all whatsoever.
Yeah, you know. So, you know, these things break my heart in two, man. That, you know, you understand? It hurts me to my heart, man, to have all this stuff go on. And, you know, and we, you know, I know that the Almighty going to get us out of this here, you understand? And he, and when he does, it wouldn't be soon enough.
Okay. Yeah. It's just wicked stuff, man. People just wicked. They are evilly wicked. You know, they really are. You know, it's like anything that they feel like they can think of to do, they do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, yeah, you understand? These guys don't, you know, we. And our people, you understand? You know, I mean, you know, it's just a messed up situation. You understand? You know, they blame us for everything. You understand? Now they got saying that black folks is the cause of the virus spreading. How is that? How is that? They blame us for everything. So I'm just waiting on the Almighty, man, praying that he come and get us soon as he can. You understand? As soon as this stuff reaches up into his nostrils, you understand? And he gets sick and tired of all the stuff, how they treat us, man. You know, I'm sick and tired of it, man. I know the Almighty is working on it. I'm sure, man. He's just waiting, hanging. You understand? And waiting on this stuff to keep developing. You understand? They also talked about how on the East Coast, man. You understand? You know, those floods could flood all of the East Coast, man. You understand, where there would be no more no more New York City. You understand?
Wow.
And, you understand, because of the floods. You understand? And even the coast of New Jersey. You understand? You know, New Jersey is off the Hudson River. You understand? And, oh, it's going to be a mess when the Almighty gets through with this. They're going to be underwater. Remember now, if you ever seen some of those history channels, you understand, and they be going all under the water, and they found cities underwater.
Yeah, that's true. That is so very true.
You understand? So, just a matter of time, man. We just got to hold on, man. You understand? And stop and let us not stay out the way. That's the best thing that we can do, man. You understand what I'm saying? Don't get caught up in none of these cults and all of that stupid stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Trust in the Almighty. You understand? He going to see us through this mess. That's what I believe in my heart.
That's true. I agree 100%.
Now, I'm not going to talk the whole program. I'm going to let y'all come up with something.
Oh, yes, you are. You're going to talk the whole program. It's okay, though. We missed you talking yesterday. You didn't say nothing yesterday. We needed you to be talking yesterday.
Well, I would love to have been there, you understand, because, and I, you know, I couldn't interrupt the guy because this was at my best interest, you understand, because I ain't paying nobody else's bills at all, you understand, and I hope they get them, you understand. Then early this month, what's the name of that thing? A Publisher's Clearinghouse called me, told me I won. You understand? They told me that I'm gonna get $5,000 a week. You understand? A brand new car, $850,000. But I have to put up $2,000. You understand? As an entrance fee. Now, I mean, whatever they want to call it. I said, I'm not doing that. Period.
Right, that's a scam. They did my dad.
I'm telling
like,
you, that's a scam. I was excited, man. Publisher's Clearinghouse. They just supposed to come to my house and knock on my door and give me a check.
On your
that's
door.
All.
That's right. That's right.
Huh?
I called them too. They said we don't call people and ask them for money. That's a scam. So anybody
yeah,
out there listening,
right.
Publisher's Clearinghouse done called you. That is a scam.
I know that. Well, I'm not giving up no money, whether it's a scam or not. I don't have no, that's not, I mean, it probably is a scam, but I'm not giving up no money because I ain't had no money, no way to do that. They said, well, don't you have some friends? Don't you have some relatives? I said, I'm not doing that, man, and stop calling me.
That's indeed.
All they're supposed to do is come to your door and hand you a check with all the fanfares. They're supposed to get a brand new Mercedes Benz.
Yeah, they're real tall.
But they must get some people, boy, because they, you understand, you know, I don't know whether they get some people or not, but I'm not doing it. I'm not giving them a damn, not no money. You understand?
Yeah, man, that's a straight scam. That is what that is. It's a scam.
They excite you, too, man. Oh, you're going to get this. And you're going to get that, and you ain't going to, don't pass up this money.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to, you know, you know, send us $2,000, you know. I said, you all got the wrong one.
Hold on, let me open up the mic. I got some folks pushing one. Shalom, shalom, yeah. Brother Yerah Shalom, how are you today?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm good. I want to apologize for everybody for being absent for a little while. I've been going through some issues at my job.
Okay.
They come, but I'm back.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I've been able to listen to the classes and stuff, and it's been some good classes. That class you're teaching on Esau, my brother has thoroughly enjoyed those classes. Got him reading, got me rereading. So those have been very appreciative. We're very appreciative of those classes because it's opened my eyes to a lot of things.
Yeah, especially understanding where Rome is and how it all fit in. You know what I'm saying? How it all fit. Make all the sense in the world now, don't it?
Yes, it definitely does, and why they feel the way they feel, you know.
Yeah. You know, especially to understand how what you call it got killed, and how Dan's son cut Esau's head off. I'm like, oh Lord. That kept the feud going. You know what I'm saying? When you really look at it, it's like, man, that really kept the feud going.
Yes, it did.
You know, for real. Yeah, it was very, very interesting. I'm telling you, I'm like, wow. That is crucial.
Yeah, we really enjoyed it. We really enjoyed the class. I mean, like I said, it opened my eyes to some things I didn't know.
Yeah. And well, you know, when you read and you understand, it's like, whoa, this is serious. This is deep. You know, but
every time every time you read, you find something different.
You sure do. Absolutely, you do. It's like, wow. You know, all praises be to the Most High that He gave us that information to be able to let that information on record, you know, that we would be able to see it for ourselves.
That is correct. Hallelujah.
And let you know how much time you've been wasting in the church listening to all these old people singing sermons to you that don't mean nothing. You know?
Well, see, Sister Yaina, you got to understand that had to be. You understand? We got to understand. We got to understand the difference. You understand? Between those lies and the truth.
That's true. That is so true. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. So what you think was the best part of it all?
The best part of it all?
Yeah.
Well, after talking it over with my brother, I'd say the best part of it all was looking at the genealogy of it and who Esau actually mixed with. And I went and did a little bit more on that and looked up some ancient pictures of the Greeks. You remember how you had said, well, the original Greeks, they wasn't Caucasians anyway. And you are absolutely correct. You know, that's, for us, that was the most interesting part, because for so long, you know, you always talk, Esau is the white man, Esau is the white man. I'm not talking about from the nation of Yehuda, but from other sources, you always hear that. Esau is the white man, Esau. And Esau, really, technically, he wasn't a white man. And those early Europeans, they really wasn't Caucasians either, in the sense of Caucasians that we see today.
That is so very true.
You're correct in that.
You ever heard of a thing called Cheddar Man?
What's that?
Cheddar Man, after your classes, we went and looked at some early European history, and there's a thing out there called Cheddar Man. He's supposed to be one of the earliest Britons and people over there in Europe. And this dude was and they got pictures of him, not pictures of him, but, you know, depictions of what he looked like. And these guys were like brownish colored people like we are, you know, but with a little sprayed of hair. They're not kinked up as like ours. And I was sitting there going, wow. So it is actually coming into fold now. Cheddar Man is, it was a brownish-looking dude. So that would explain that Japheth, his descendants, were from Noah of black stock, and that's why they look like that. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that explained it to me. They were brown.
Yeah, well, see, here's a thing, too, you understand, and what's his name? Brother Leonard brought it to my attention, you understand, is that when Cain went into the northern region, you understand, so Almighty had cursed Cain. You understand? And,
right.
You know, And Cain said, you understand, that the Almighty sealed his fate, you understand, because when the people would see him, they would kill him. So we, you know, I kind of relate that to him being his he was changed from being from Adam's seed, which was a black seed, you understand, to a white seed. And so when he went into what's name, he cohabitated with them folks. Now here's the thing that I'm wrestling with, you understand. I don't have to be right, you understand. But they may have been of a darker hue, but when you go into Alaska and all of that, and those regions, and there's no sunlight, you're living in caves, you understand what I'm saying? It'll change change the hue of a person, you understand? And matter of fact, you understand, even the anatomy, as far as, you understand, your facial features, you understand, could be changed, you understand? Like your nostrils become narrow because you can't suck down none of that cold air, and that goes to the brain, you understand? So over a period of time, thousand years, you understand, or more, you understand, their anatomy was changed. So that kind of made sense to me as to how those people in that region were become white. Now, as far as Yaphet, you understand, who was the progenitor of those same peoples, you understand, in History Channel and all of them, they call those the Cro-Magnon folk, you understand, those are the people that cohabitated with the Neanderthal, you understand. So it's a big story for me, and that might have been, you know, and some of that stuff that was mentioned, you understand, is part of what we, you know, what our story is, and what we've learned, and how we learned, and how things have evolved over the years. You understand? These things did not happen overnight. You understand? It took a couple of thousands of years. You understand? Because I was having a debate with my daughter, you understand, as to the time period between Adam to Abraham. You understand? It took thousands of years. It didn't take no, you understand? We got to understand that it says that Adam lived to be a certain amount of time, 800 years. You understand? And then his son, Seth, lived to be 800 years or less or more, you understand? But those, in order to get that figure between Adam and Abraham, you have to add those years up. You understand?
That's right.
So it wasn't no 2,000 years that had happened. Hallelujah. But you know, maybe y'all can make sense of that. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I heard what you were saying, Brother Yerushalayim. You're absolutely right. You know, the more you dig into that history, the more you begin to understand how this thing really goes. You know?
Yeah, you see all those relationships, you know, and then they're starting to uncover the truth that those original Europeans were black like we were, Then it makes you, it goes all into your class on who Esau was and how that white gene got in there. It wasn't something that was original because the original people over there were brown. You
it
know,
was brown.
And they just, yeah, and they just mixed in with all this other stuff, you know, the Horites and the fallen angels and all that stuff, and then that's gradually turned these people into. But what it did do for me, I look at things like, you know, you don't want to base things on color. You don't really want to do that. But when
right.
I look at those people now, and I understand why they hate us, and not all
yeah.
of them do, but there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them that do.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand exactly why the hate is there, and I understand mm-hmm. why they do everything in any way possible to get rid of us, and they put us in situations. And it's just so funny when you start looking at that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's deeper than we could ever imagine. I'll tell you that much. Sister Couture, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, family. You know, when brother, when my brother was talking about that scam they called him,
mm-hmm.
I can remember years ago, I worked for Fifth Third in their bank protection, and I had a manager of a High Park bank call in. She was crying. She said that I got a customer in here, and he's trying to withdraw $20,000. He's going to send it off to the Canadian Lotto. She said, I know it's a scam. He won't listen to me. Will you talk to him? So I talked to him. He said, well, if I listen to you, I'll lose $2 million. But if I listen to them, then I'll win $2 million. So I told the manager, I said, I tell you what, you type up a letter, have him sign it. And you put in there that he was advised that that was a scam. And if he went through with that withdrawal, then he could not hold the bank responsible. Well, lo and behold, didn't he call in crying, talking about they took his money and he wanted us to give him his money back?
Wow.
Yeah, that's they
yep.
scam. They out there.
Yep.
They go toward the elderly people. And then when you don't give it to them and you realize it's a scam, then they want to threaten your life. You know,
oh, yeah.
And he's not giving you nothing. I stepped in for my dad, like, he's not sending you no money, so stop calling his phone before I report you to the authorities. And then they wanted to threaten
right.
him, so they're out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he had gave them, he had originally sent them $2,000, and then they came back and told him that they needed $2,000 more for the American taxes. He was only paying Canadian taxes. And didn't he withdraw $20,000? And they stopped calling him after that because they knew he wasn't going to get no more. And he came in there crying and threatening to sue and everything. But, nope, he couldn't touch the bank. We had that letter.
They tried to run that game on me. You know what I told them? You understand? I said, you should have started with that. You understand? You should have started with that. We wouldn't have to go all the way around what you know, all that explaining and this and that and the other, you know, and try to get me to convince me. You,
right.
If you had started with that, you'd have got an immediate no.
Yeah, I know that's right. Wait a minute, you got to send them your money before they send you their money. It's like, no, that don't work. That ain't going to work. I got to pay you.
The greed.
I want something, but I got to pay you first. You know that's a scam.
Mm-hmm.
All day.
Yeah. I'm not doing that at all. They can take, man, you know, I know, man, ain't no way I'm going to do that. No way. Even if I had the money, I'm not going to send you no money. You understand? I need all my money. And why do you take it out the money I'm going to get? Why is that so?
Right.
It's a mess.
So. I got $2 million. I mean, you can't take $20,000 worth of taxes out of it. That's cheap. Please take it.
Okay. They tried to, man. And see, I had the number. I wanted to call the authorities. I didn't know who to call. You understand? Call the authorities, man. Y'all take this number down, man. This guy's scamming people, man.
Yep.
But you know, they rerouted through so many different countries and stuff.
Yeah,
it's hard
true.
To catch it.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, you know, here's what really got me. They sent me a foreigner on the phone. I could hardly understand him. I know that that's a day.
Absolutely. Everybody trying to get over it.
Yep.
Stop trying to play me, man. You know, just come on, man.
Absolutely. But yeah, when you start getting into that that lineage and the ethnicity of the different people, it gets very, very interesting.
Well,
you know,
see,
I want to say this.
I'm going to ask a question here. You understand? Mm-hmm. After knowing all what we know and the history that we read the whole history, for me, it's about us now, today, in this generation. You understand? You know, because the Almighty said that he was going to come get us and put us back into our land, the land that he gave our forefathers. You understand?
Mm.
So all of that stuff that we know, you understand, that... to me, it doesn't have any, you know, it doesn't help us anyway, because the Almighty is handling this, and he's going to bring us back into our land, you understand? So, you know, you understand? Now, that's good history, good thing to know, but it doesn't do anything for us in this day and time. All we got is to pray and ask the Almighty to forgive our sins, and he will heal our land, you understand? That's all that matters here at this particular juncture. Now, we know all of that stuff that had happened. That's good history. But,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but you should be able to give the Bible says you should be able to give an answer to every man that he asks a question. And just like we can break down our lineage, we should be able to let them know also where Esau is as well, so that they understand. Because when you talk about the last days and you talk about the things that are going to happen in the last days, they play a significant role in it. And when you understand those things, it starts to make everything else starts to begin to make a whole lot of sense.
Well,
you know, I
don't see it your way, but you might be right. I don't know that. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I don't see that. I see that all we have to do, and all because the Almighty didn't say for us to pick up no stick or any kind of weapon. You understand? He's going to bring us back into the land. He's going to straighten out all of those things. You understand what I'm saying? So our salvation is in his hands. You understand what I'm saying? So you understand for us now, we can know all of these things. We can have we can say. You understand? We can bring up the histories and this and that and the other. But the ultimate thing is for us to go back into our own land. You understand? That's how I see it, you know. That's just my
opinion. Right. That is. That's our ultimate goal, is to get out of here. That is true. No question about that. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's so much. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's so much stuff going on around, you know, that you have to, it keeps you busy trying to find out everything that's happening. Hold on, Brother Leonard, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Hallelujah.
I was talking about the guy that had a little young girl. That guy was Brother Polite from Sinetta TV.
Yeah.
That was Brother Polite.
Yeah, that's Brother Polite. But anyway, so the other one is somebody posed a question yesterday about why is everybody going to Ghana? Jeremiah 29:14 prophesied, it says, and I will be found of you, said the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, said the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place which I called you to be carried away. So he's going to take us back to the place where we were carried away.
Yeah, I've read that scripture before, and someone showed me that scripture that we have to go back the same way we came, you know, and I read that scripture before, and I'll say this, and I'll say it again. Whichever way y'all want us to go, as long as it's him, I'm there.
I understand that perfectly. But the point, I see Leonard's point is that when it talks about what he said, you understand, is that it's saying the same thing, that we have to go back the same way we came. You understand? And that was when we got taken from Ghana, you understand, that region, the Gold Coast, you understand, Judah land, you understand, Benin, you understand, and those are in that Ghana region. Matter of fact, you understand, I want to say that it's in the Congo, that Congo region, you understand,
right.
You know, so we were taken from there, and that's how we're going to go back, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah,
it also says that we're going to have what they call it, a highway, a holy highway, you understand, and we have to be directed to the holy highway, so a lot of people that went to Ghana might be able to direct us through that holy highway. That's just my opinion. I don't know that.
That's where Zephaniah comes in at. He says, then he's going to gather us from, he's going to get us from there beyond the river of Ethiopia. And he takes us back to
that. That is correct.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's something to definitely consider. I think that's definitely a consideration of everything. Thank you for your comment. Appreciate that. So, I mean, you know, we do what we do. We make it work. Everybody do what they do. We're going to get there, you know, like we said Saturday. You know, trying to put a timeline together and trying to understand when, that's too much work. All we got to do is wait on y'all, because when the time comes, he's going to let you know it's him, and you'll know
absolutely
which way to move. You'll know which way to move.
Absolutely. And I'm totally in agreement to that, because, see, just like he brought us this way, you know, we could have stayed in Christianity or in the West Name, but he saw enough in us to bring our attention to our history. You understand? And
yeah,
it's so amazing how that history locks right in. You understand? Into who we are. You understand? You know, no other nation can make this claim at all.
That is very, very true. No question about it. That's very true.
But like I was saying here, is that knowing our history is paramount. You understand? But it's just our history. You understand? The Almighty said he was going to bring us back into the land where our forefathers, with the land that he gave to our forefathers. That's what it's all about. Even the history that we know, the events that had happened and all of those things that went down, you understand, the sojourning and all of that, brought us to the point where the Almighty, our 400 years has ended, and now he's going to bring us out from amongst these folk, you understand, and into the land. That's what it's all about for me.
Right, but we have to be able to tell our children. We have to be able to share
our history.
You know what I'm saying? From the to the end, we have to be able to share our history, because most of our children don't even know our history. All they
that
know about America is jazz, singing and dancing, bebop,
yeah,
R&B, hip-hop. That's all they know. They don't know nothing else. Football players and basketball players. That's about the extent of it. And we have to
correct.
Be able to change that around. You know, for years they taught us about George Washington Carver and a few other folks, and it's like, look, our history is richer than that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that. That might be the cause of our of us knowing what we know about our history, so that we could teach it. We're supposed to teach it to the young. You understand? We are supposed. That is our duty. You understand?
Yes, it is.
To teach it to our children. You understand what I'm saying? And see, you understand? Here's the thing to it, so that when they grow up, you understand, it will not depart from them. They will know. You understand? Although some of them may make some hellish decisions, you understand? But they will know, you understand, how it all transpired, how it all happened, you understand? And, you know, some of this stuff it's really daunting for us to know that our brothers and sisters are turning back, turning out, turning their back on the truth. They will not listen. They will not hear. You understand? and it really breaks my heart in two, man, because we got all of these. We got the boule. You understand? They call those the gatekeepers. They call the boule the gatekeepers. What are they saying? What are they doing? I haven't heard nothing from them folks. Period. You understand? You know? Then they got what they call the Black Caucus. I don't know whether they boule or not, you understand, but I don't hear them saying nothing about our condition here, you understand? And even if they did, they not giving us no concrete way out of this mess, you understand? I hear people talking about the Egyptians, but the Egyptians will not be they will not come out of, they will not go back into their land till 45 years after we go into our land.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have no solutions. Even the Muslims, they talking about they want to land in America. Come on, man. We tried that already, man. And they, guess what? They burn everything down. They tore it all up. You understand what I'm saying? We still see. We cannot be affiliated with no other nation. We cannot. Go ahead.
I agree with you 100% wholeheartedly. 100%. I do agree with you. I'm serious.
We supposed to be a holy people unto the Almighty. Yeah. Our Elohim. Our God. Our El. You understand? Our L. You understand? No other nation are we going to be beholden to. You understand? We got to ask them for this and ask them for that. You understand? And if we could set up this and if we could set up that. We had civilizations before they came and got us.
That's true. It's so true. But we learn, we keep it moving, and we wait on y'all, because that's the next, like I said, the sex next, that's the next thing we're going to have to deal with, leaving up out of here. Hold on, I got a caller. Area code 347, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Shalom. Speaking of the boule and the gatekeepers, what do you feel about Jesse Jackson and his wife? They were vaccinated, and now they've come down with this breakthrough COVID, and they were like the first ones to push for blacks to get the vaccine.
See, here's the thing, the way I think, see it. We can't believe in nothing that these folks say at all, especially Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson has always been a turncoat, you understand? He's in it for the money, and he's in it for the prestige of being it. You understand? There's a lot of stuff out there about Jesse Jackson and Martin Luther King. You understand? So I wouldn't believe nothing that he say. I'm sorry that he's going through what he's going through. You understand? You understand? But he made that decision. You understand? And now he got the COVID. You understand? In fact, you understand, if he got the COVID, man, it'll tell, because if you can't breathe, you understand? I mean, that's the worst thing to go out, way to go out, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, Brother Donnie, I'm sorry that they made that decision, that they decided to do that, because, you know, they made that, everybody has to make their own decisions. And unfortunately, you know, you have to make choices, and you have to do your research before you make choices. So we just, I'm sorry they went through that. I am. I hope they make it through. I really do. That's something else. Woo. You know, just to see them, because they're older people, you know, and they said that the older people don't do well.
They don't come through. I'm 78 years old. Before they came out with this COVID, I believe that I had the COVID, you understand, because I could not breathe, man, to save my soul. I could not breathe. You understand? And, you know, it wasn't like you swallow some water and go down the wrong pipe. I'm talking about this lasted, man, for 2 days. You understand? And the Almighty was with me, and he spared my life. You understand? At my age, 78 years old, and I know Jesse Jackson must be at least 80 years old. You understand? And so if he gets through it, I you know, he might have a different frame of mind.
Sure. That's a lot. You got to make your own decision as it relates to your own body, and that's how we've been saying all along. These decisions, you need to leave it up to the individual, because the people who don't have the shot, they're not the reason why everybody else is getting sick, because most of the people that have the shot are not sick. So the people that are not sick are not making the sick people sick. That's crazy. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard of. So if you make the decision, get the shot, you have to take that chance.
That is correct. And see, the thing is with me is, if you're feeling all right and you go take the shots, what is the upside of taking the shot? How do you recognize that it's working?
Right.
I wouldn't take it. If I'm sick, I want everything that you got to get me back to my right health. You understand? But if I'm not sick, that's just like, you understand, when you catch a cold, you understand, you know that you got a cold. You're coughing, you understand, you got mucus coming out your nose, mouth, you understand what I'm saying? You know, you're going to take some medication. But if you're not sick,
right.
Make me understand why I'm going to take that.
Right. That's how I feel about it. It's like, no, thank you. No. And no. So I hope they get better. I really do hope they get better, you know, and I hope everything goes well. But that's an individual choice. Everybody has to make their own choice when it comes to that. So.
And he supposed to have gotten the vaccine. And he got a COVID anyway? Come on. some fishy going on here.
Yeah. Hello?
No, go
yes,
ahead.
Ma'am.
No, I said I find it interesting how he was like one of the first quote-unquote leaders, black leaders, who was there in the public telling people to take the vaccine. And then like a month after he took it, he had, I think it was heart surgery or some kind of major surgery where he was in rehabilitation. And now he came through with this breakthrough COVID. And I want to see if they're going to take good care of him, make him recover, because if he, God forbid, he passed, you know that's going to just like be a knock in their game. Black folks will not want to touch that thing.
Yeah,
you didn't take all that for me, because I knew I wasn't going to do that under no... We Israelites don't take...
Well, you know, be aware of people not taking that.
Yeah. Israelites don't take vaccines and all. We just don't do that. We just don't do that. So, I mean, you know. Now, some of you all, before you knew you were Israel, you probably took the flu shot. Me, on the other hand, I've never had the flu, and I've never taken the flu shot. I don't do vaccines.
Me neither. I agree. Since they had my mother, took the flu shot every year. Now, I don't know whether she never got no cold or was really seriously sick at all, you understand? And I don't know whether it was her immune system or was it the vaccination for the flu shot. I don't know, you understand? But since she started taking it or since the flu shot came out, I never did it. As a matter of fact, I've never done none of those shots, none of those things, you understand? You know, for any kind of thing that they say that you take this here. And see, here's the thing. This is what kills me. They said, I said that the flu, that the vaccination for the COVID, you understand, it came out maybe 4 months after they recognized that they had the what's name. Somebody told me, no, it happened. They've been testing this thing for years. How could they be testing for the vaccine, the flu, the COVID when it just came out?
Right. That's true. That is so true.
And then the doctor told me, he said, I told the doctor, I went to see a doctor, and he asked me, did you take the vaccination? I said, no, I'm not going to. He said, why? And I gave him my reason. And I told him, I said, that stuff came out, man, 4 months after the, what's the name? He said, no, it came out a year. I said, that's still too damn soon. He went out with his mouth poked out, like, mad at me because I ain't taking no. Brother, I'm not doing no dumbass stuff like that. They say that the vaccination boosts your immune system. I said, well, why they ain't pushing more vegetables and more fruits and stuff like that? Because they,
right.
You know why? Because they got that GMOs and everything. That blocks all any nutrients. You ain't gonna get it out of the food no more.
That's true. That is so very true. You better say that again. That is the truth.
You know, they need to stop fooling people with that nonsense, stupidity, and asinine stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Really upsets me, man, but I'm trusting in the Almighty, man. See, this all got to happen. You understand?
Yep.
I know that he's going to get us out. When this stuff reaches this height, that's when the Almighty going to come get us out of this mess. And it ain't going to be too much longer now. You understand? Everything is coming out. Everything. All of, you know, the reason the scripture that knowledge, you know, that knowledge is going to be coming out more and more. You understand? More and more over the periods of time period. And it's going to be ramped up, like, the knowledge is going to be put more in play now. Now people is really being able to think and say, oh, man, I ain't going for that, man. I don't think that's true. Let me check. Let me see. Let me find out something. You know, people are checking. They ain't just accepting stuff.
That's true. That is very true. It would behoove you to check it out for real because, you know, one thing about the enemy knows that his time is short. And he pulling out all the stops. And, I mean, it's like, no, I'm good. I don't want that either. No, I'm going to wait on y'all. No, I know it look good, but I don't want none of that either. You keep that over there. We're going to just keep doing what we've been doing because it's working.
That
you
is
know?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. You understand? I'm going to wait on the Almighty. He know where I'm at. If he want me to go to die, or whatever, he know where I'm at. You understand? I ain't got to have no COVID. You understand? He just cut it.
That's why he said resist the devil and he will flee. So no, I'm not gonna. It look good. It look good. All the statistics is there. They make it sound real simple and there's nothing to it. But there is not enough data to find out who's dying from what. They're not keeping track of it. You know, and it's just, for me, I'm not going to be able to, I don't take it, even if it was data, I don't take vaccine, period.
That is correct, man. Every time you're looking out, these people, you understand, the doctors and the science and all of that. Science is a guesstimation. You understand? Science is, there's no proof in science. You understand? They do something, you understand, and say, well, we put this in play. You understand? This is a science experiment. We're going to put this in play. You understand? If it works, that's good. If it's not, we'll try something else.
And, Brother Uriah, I'm going to open up your line so you can make an announcement, if you don't mind, about the new moon ceremony tonight.
Yes, we have a new moon celebration tonight at 8:30. And, Brother Uriah Shalom, as your son can blow the shofar, we would greatly appreciate it if he's around.
Yeah, he's around. He'll blow it for us.
Okay, thank
wonderful.
You so much.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, thank you. So we're going to meet tonight at 8:30. Everybody, look, you can't buy or sell nothing from 8:30 tonight to 8:30 tomorrow night. So when we get off this radio show, you guys go and get the things you need. That means gas, food, whatever it is you need to get it tonight before we meet. Because we have to try the High Holy Day. We can't buy or sell anything. It went from sundown to sundown.
Yep.
So you guys might want to take care of that, you know, and we're going to move on and do what we got to do, you know, and you know, some of us still have to work, and I will get the list of the rest of the High Holy Days for you guys, and I'll have that for you next week so you'll know when it's what, and you can get your days off as they come up. So I want to make sure I get that together, too. And I did get some more requests for that exempt form. I will do that. I will send those out as well today so that you guys will have that as well. We are working on the machine for the ID cards and stuff. We'll have that probably solidified by next weekend so we can get those pumped out as well. Those are for the people that are part of the Nation of Yehuda. So,
well, I have the card. I have a card that when I was doing the I forget the name. I got the card. Is that
for the booster shot? I'm talking about the exempt you from the shot.
Yeah, with that card, you know, along with the paperwork, you understand the what's the name? Would that card be sufficient because? Because it states that I was part of the Nation of Yehuda.
No, you good. I know who you are. You good.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. But I'm just saying I can use that same card because I do have a card that states that I was a part of the Nation of Yehuda.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, no question. So we have those things in place, you know, because we are protected under Title VII, 1964 Civil Rights Act, under the religious form where we do not take vaccines. So
another question is that statement on the form?
It will be on the card.
Oh, okay.
But that's a good idea. We probably should put it on the form too. But it will definitely be on the card.
Yeah. See, this clears you. This gives you the clearance right there.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you, Sister Yaina. You've been honest, doggone it.
Yes, sir. We got to be able to make sure that, you know, that this stuff is in here. You know, and we will provide, you know, once we send that in, once you get approved by your job to be able to, that you're exempt, please get a copy of that and keep it in your record. That way you can show the card and you'll be able to be all right.
We just got to be careful, man, of who we deal with and how we deal. Because once we, once they acknowledge that we not taking that shot, I think that shot was set up to annihilate 80% of the population of the earth. I really believe that. But once they find out that there's people that's not doing it, they're going to come out with another plan. That's just, and so we got to be very, very careful and not to get enticed into any one of those stupid stuff, man, that they try to do to get rid of God's people, to get rid of Yah's people.
Yep, I agree.
They come up with all kinds of stuff, man, to try to get rid of the Almighty's people. You understand? And they don't care if they get rid of some of their own. They don't care.
That's true.
Bill Gates and his boys and what's his name? A bunch of them guys, man, you understand, got together and said that they trying to get rid of 80% of the population of the earth. They did that. They said that. It's somewhere on the internet. Y'all, if you look around, you'll find it. I wouldn't say it if I didn't hear it. I would never know that they said that if it wasn't put out there by them.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. That is something. I'm telling you, we're learning as we go along. I mean, because we've never had to be faced with anything like this before. But guess what it is? It's good practice.
That is correct.
So we know what to do. And we'll do whatever we need to do. We'll keep on doing it till we get it right. You know? We'll talk.
You know, it's so amazing how the Almighty is, man, because he put this stuff out there so that we could, those of us that's seeking the Almighty, you understand, that have, you know, that want to make a change in their life, you understand, that can actually see, you understand, that this is not our society, this is not a society that we should even consider, you understand, and he put this stuff in place so that we can figure this out. You understand?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's amazing to me.
Absolutely. No question about it. Yes, indeed. We'll learn. We're going to get it together. It's definitely going to be there. We're going to definitely get it together. And like I said, as we move forward, this is the first for us. We do what we have to do. We make it work, and we go and do what we got to do. But at least it's getting us prepared to know how to move through this thing legally and to protect us legally, you know. Because there's nothing wrong with protecting yourself, nothing.
Did you ever, have y'all looked at Joe Biden? He looks sick, don't he?
Yeah, he don't look well. He don't look well at all.
Oh, yeah. He look like a rickety old ladder.
Yeah, he don't look well.
Yeah.
Not at all.
And see, what he did was, we've been here 400 years, been treated like excrement every step of the way. You understand? The Chinese had a year's worth of something that happened with them. They was being treated, and so he made a bill up for them. You understand? But he never thought. Nobody thinks about it. At no time in the history have none of these presidents ever thought about doing something to help stop the black folks from being annihilated. We don't have no bill that's going to help us, you know, to stop us. But I'm saying that, man. But I realize that this is the hand of the Almighty, man. You understand? If we was in a safe spot. And they put up a bill to help us along and stop them from killing us, You understand? We would have no reason to leave America. No reason. You understand? Just like when we had Black Wall Street. If we had Black Wall Street, was a good concept, but the Almighty wouldn't let us have that because we can't be comfortable in a punishment. A punishment. We under a punishment. You understand? So he didn't allow us, but he showed us what we could have. You understand? You know, but this is not going. It's not going to work, man. You understand? We have to recognize the good from the bad. We have to distinguish the good from the bad. Hallelujah.
Okay, now I put it on the form, and that's a good idea, Brother Donia. I did. So what I'm going to do is resend you guys out the form again, and that way we have everything on there. Disregard the one we already sent you. If you haven't already turned it in, just disregard that one. We'll send you another one where it has under here in red that we are covered under Title VII. So that is making sure that we know that we're covered under the Title VII, 1964 Civil Rights Act, and which we're protected under the class of religion. So I definitely have that on the form now, so you guys will know that, and that'll put us under there.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Donia. That was a very good observation because I didn't even think to have that. It's got so much other good, rich stuff in there that I was just going to put it on the card, but I guess we can put it on the form as well.
I appreciate you saying thank you towards me, but it ain't nothing that you would not have thought of yourself. I think you that astute, and to be able to recognize and will, you know, because when you brought it up, I'm sure the light bulb came on.
Yeah, it did now. I think we didn't cover it all. It ain't nowhere else to cover it, so. You know, because if you haven't already turned it in, just let me, put everything through there, and I will definitely send it to you. I will resend out all the ones that we sent out, because I want you guys to be covered.
Hallelujah.
Our praises be to them all, because Israelites don't take back things. We just don't take them. We don't take them.
I'm not doing that at all. It's too much stuff wrapped around that they're not saying, and I ain't going for it. Not me. You understand? I'm all right. My immune system is fine. And anybody that don't take the vaccine and they feel fine, why would you take it?
Right. Absolutely. I agree 100%.
And then another thing here, too, is how do we know the vaccine is working? Could it be your immune system? You was fine before you took it.
Right. Absolutely. Yes, indeed.
The only way that I'm going to take any kind of thing is that I got to be sick. You understand? And then I want everything that you can do to make me well again. But if I'm not sick, why would I do that? I'm trying to figure that one out.
Absolutely. No question. So we protect ourselves. You know, we learn as we go. We've never had to do that before for anyone. You know, but in the event that we have to do it, we have to do. So
The reason why they're not pushing none of those things that would help our immune system is because they got that GMO stuff that cuts out any kind of nutrients in the food. You understand? Yeah, I'm sure I'm not the only one that. I eat something and it don't taste like what it was. Understand? It's supposed to taste like greens and cabbage, man. It don't have no taste.
Right, that's true. That's very true. That is very true. And it's unfortunate we have to do this now. It's just unfortunate, but this is where we're going. So I mean, it is what it is. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad the Rochelle, he's got the farm going on, man. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm gonna get my vegetables and fruits from him. You understand? You know, because I know he's gonna try to do the best he possibly can. Because I believe in him as a brother. Hallelujah.
I think everybody's starting to see the benefit of it now. You know,
I'm telling you.
I think everybody is trying to see the benefit of it now.
I know that's right. Yeah, no, that's right.
Yes, indeed. I mean, really, that's the Most High's doing. You know, he put it in his heart to be able to that. And what a blessing it is, you know?
Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed. So I think it's great. You might have more demand than you need, brother Yerushalayim. I think everybody is like, oh no, we'll get our stuff from him.
I know that's right. I ain't gonna be able to buy no whole lot of stuff, man, because I'm only one person and I don't do no cooking as it stands. But you know, my ex-wife, she's doing some cooking for me. You understand? So I can always give her a piece. You understand? Let her do her thing, and she always been good to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But finally, after all this time, all that work, I'm starting to see some results of the labor. I got some first cucumbers and first eggplants. I got a bag of those just finally came in. But see, I got started late, like I was telling everybody. Normally by now, you know, most of your harvest is in, but I got started months late. So my stuff is just starting to come in.
Right.
You know, I still haven't got corn and stuff yet, but it'll be coming in so soon.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, hallelujah. All praises be to the Most High, Yah. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. So you guys are probably getting your emails in now, and they're probably coming in now. So, you know, you guys just be prepared because the emails are coming in right now. All praises be to the Most High. Brother Donny, I brought to our attention that we needed to add some verbiage to the form, which we were going to add to the card, but we did that. So all praises be to Yah.
I think we got
to begin. You know, all praises be to the Most High.
They can't stop us from living, Sister Yaina, no matter how hard they try. They're not going to be able to stop us from existing. Not those that turn from their wicked ways. Not those that bethink themselves in the land of their captivity. They're not gonna be able to stop us, no matter what.
Yep, that's true. That is so true.
You gotta keep trusting in the Almighty. You understand? And don't take up none of them little cult situations, man. You know they got a lot of little stuff, man, going on, man. It's so silly and stupid. You understand? That has nothing to do with the Almighty God. Nothing.
That's true. That's so very true. We gonna get there. We got all the faith we need. We gonna get there. I believe it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. All praise to the Most High.
That's all we got, man. That's all we got. We ain't got nothing else. You understand? We got to trust in the Almighty with all our heart and soul. And if I might add, with every fiber of our being. You understand? You know, we can't let nothing slip through. Not a thing. You understand? And try to teach your children as best you possibly can. You understand? We know that they ain't going to hear because they see, you know, they involved and they see a lot of stupid stuff going on. And like these nails, fingernails. How do they wipe their butt?
I have no idea, Brother John. I wish I could answer that. I have no. I went to the drive-thru today to get something, and the poor little girl's fingernails were so long that when she handed me my change, the dime dropped on the ground. I said, you just dropped the dime. You know what she said? She said, well, what do you want me to do about that? I said, go in the cash register and give me another dime.
Yeah. Yeah.
She acted like I offended her. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah. I said, they got fingernails so long, man. I can't imagine that, man. You understand? Now, I could understand, you know. See, when they came out with them fingernails, you know, you understand? it was relatively short, you understand, you know, and cute. Some of the women had some cute fingers, you understand what I'm saying? Now they done got 2 inches. 2 inches on the fingers, all of them.
Four. Hold on, sister, your Santiago, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Oh, I had a question. It's a slightly different topic, but it's about food. So I had a question about mixing foods. Can you, when you're cooking chicken, use egg? Because I know that you're not supposed to cook. I think it is cook like the calf with the mom or something like that. But I know I was just not sure, and I thought, I don't think that's right. I was watching somebody with a recipe. And I thought, I don't think you can have chicken and then break the eggs and put the eggs over the chicken. Well, that's
now,
my question.
Can I say something about that question?
Okay.
Like, I've read the book of Leviticus and the law, and what it refers to in there says, thou shall not cook a kid in his mother, feed the kid in his mother's milk.
That's correct.
But it doesn't say anything about taking a chicken and mixing the egg. I know it specifically says not to take the kid and cook it in its mother's milk. That's what it says. And people have actually taken that particular scripture and turned it into a whole nother thing. When it comes to the law, I try to go verbatim exactly what Yah said, without going into other stuff, because, you know, if he doesn't want me to do it, he'll show me that he doesn't want me to do it. But I do know it doesn't say anything about a chicken at all and an egg, but it does say a kid in his mother's milk.
Okay. The reason I thought about that was because I thought, okay, there is the mom and there is the offspring. And I knew there was something about, I couldn't remember exactly what it was. So a kid in its mother's milk. And I thought, that may just be analogous, you know, having a chicken and then coat it with the egg. I said, I don't know about that. But
no.
I understand what you're saying, too. You're saying if it's not spelled out explicitly, then, okay, roll with it.
Well, I would say if there's any doubt, leave it out.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? One other thing that I want to say about chicken and turkey and all of that. They got a brother that comes on Power Talk every Shabbat. And he said that chicken is not for us to eat anyway. You understand?
I don't care what they say. He better shut up.
Well, I know that that's the only thing that, but we got to look at also how chicken is prepared, you know, and who's preparing that chicken for slaughter and all of that stuff, man. You understand?
That's everything. Because guess what, Brother Donnie? I used to date a guy who worked with the cows, and the way they killed the cows here was they put him in a room with a gun, and he shot the cows in the head all day.
Yeah.
That's all he did all day.
Well, see, as there, if, like I said, when in doubt, leave it out. If you all right with eating chicken, that's fine. We've been eating chicken for a long time. I like chicken, you understand what I'm saying? But the brother told me, you understand, that turkey and chicken are hybrids. That's just you understand, so... So, I mean, but I like chicken. I like turkey.
Let me say something on that. You know, I think I heard the same brother you talking about, and I heard another brother say that. And the reason the brother that I heard say we're not supposed to eat chicken was because, once again, we go back into the book of Leviticus, and he was going on the law, in the law, and that's why I say, you know, we can make a whole different thing about something that is said, and it says something that you should not eat a fowl that creepeth on the ground on all fours. Last time I checked, a chicken walking on two legs.
So do.
But also when he said that, well, a chicken is a hybrid, he's absolutely correct in the sense that a lot of chickens are hybrid. But there's an original fowl that is a chicken that was original. And there are people that raise them. And it's hardly any different from the chicken it's a big difference from the ones we get in the grocery store because they pumped up all kind of, steroids and all that kind of stuff. There is an actual chicken that's a fowl, and there's an actual turkey. If you like turkey, you can actually purchase what is called a wild turkey, and you can raise them too. You know, I have considered that. And they are natural turkeys that were made in the beginning that's on this earth. They're not hybrids. So, he has to be careful when you start talking about stuff like that because you're right, but you're not right. That's why I be very careful. Those are things that I do know about for a fact. And when I know them for a fact, I'm going to speak on them. But I know the law because there's a sister, and I was trying to think of her name. She did a very wonderful series on the law, and she goes through every law that's in the book, every one of them. And, you know, and that's another reason why I get on these brothers about talking about females can't teach. But this sister did a hell of a job on the law. As a matter of fact, she went in the law and said there's 613 laws, and she said, let's just go look at these 613 laws that are written by Maimonides, which are the Jews, and see if it's really in actuality 613. And when you actually go in there and look at it, and I went through the study that she had, there are not 613 laws. There are about 590 laws, I think, but the rest of them are man-made things that the Jews put in there. Like, there's one of the laws, 613 laws, that states, you can't embarrass the rabbi. Where the hell that at? But that's one of the 613 laws, and that's something that was man-made and put in there. That's why we got to read. That's one thing I have been doing lately, and I thank Brother Leonard for that, you know, making me get on my game and start reading more and getting into studying. I really thank him for that. I hope you're on the line. Give a shout-out to him for that. But when you start getting into those laws and stuff, these folk be full of it, man. They sitting out there saying it's 613. There ain't no 613 laws. There's like 590 laws, and the other ones are man-made laws to make people feel good. And you can't embarrass the rabbi. If the rabbi wrong, he wrong. He ain't no authority anyway.
Well, one thing that I found out, that I do not believe in that rabbi stuff at all, period.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And one other thing here, too, is that they came up with the Star of David, and there is no Star of David. You understand?
Yep.
That's the red shield. Understand? So they got so here's the thing. There is a conclusion that I have. You understand? Is that when we go back into our land, we're gonna have to really take a look at all of these laws and statutes and commandments that the Almighty. That they say that the Almighty put together, and we have to come up with our own ritual stuff. You understand? And I believe in the Levites. I mean, Levi. You understand? And I believe in the Kohen. So we have to really put these things together. You understand? The language is going to have to change. There ain't no Jewish language. I mean, the language that we talk. You understand? Is Yiddish. You understand? So when the Almighty said, and that's what brought me to their attention, the Almighty said that he was going to restore our real language so that when we call on the Almighty, we all be calling on him, you understand, in the same, the same, you understand? So there's a lot of stuff that we talking about right now. I just don't believe in that stuff. And one other thing here, too, is there's a story out, the truth, you understand, of how, you understand, Hebrews today have gotten this understanding. Most of them brothers that was in them synagogues with them Jewish guys, you understand, brothers, you understand, they came out of those synagogues, and they came out with their understanding, that that Jewish understanding, and they made some changes, that like One West made some changes in the language, you understand, so that we wouldn't continuously be using their language or coming up with their interpretations, you understand. So we a lot of us don't even know that, you understand, that we didn't have these camps because they was involved with the Jewish man in their synagogues in America, and they came out of those things, and then that's when we started having all our little camps and this and that and the other around America. You understand what I'm saying? It's a real story out here about that. You understand? But when we go back into our land, we're going to have to look into some of those things. Hallelujah.
And to bring up birthdays. There's nowhere in the law that said it's against the law. It's a whole lot of stuff they've made up, and they've implemented it in here. Man has made it up because they wanted to decide what was right and what was wrong. And I look at it like this. If it's not in Yah's law and he don't say it's wrong and I don't get convicted for it, I'm going to do what I've been doing. Period.
Okay, hallelujah.
But there's a whole lot of stuff in there that makes no sense at all whatsoever, you know, and a lot of people have gone vegan because of the things that they said about eating meat, and it's like, well, if you choose to be vegan, that's fine. That's a choice you have. But don't tell they used to tell us when I first came here that all the Hebrew Israelites was vegan. I said, no, we're not, because the most I said we could eat meat.
That is correct. See, those are the little things. That we had animals. We had
just
animals.
Carried them around with us.
We had animals. You understand? What do you think that they ate when they was out there for 2-3 days? You understand? With those flocks.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's the enemy thinking you're not going to read. And when you start reading, you start divorcing a lot of things. Because these are things that some of these guys have made up. They've made them up. Well, there's nowhere in the Bible to say they celebrated birthday. There's nowhere in the Word where the Most High says you can't. It's not.
Nope.
I don't think that that eating meat is all of that good. You understand? I don't say that at all. See, when we was doing that and killing animals, you understand, we drained the blood out, you understand what I'm saying, and we did what, you know, the process was totally different from what we do here today or what they do here today. Matter of fact, we ain't got very many farmers, you understand, that are husbandmen that do all of that. We don't have that many at all, you understand, you know, to support. You understand? A nation of folks. We don't have those people. You understand what I'm saying? The ones that the slaughterhouses and all of that, you understand, they under European rule.
Uh-huh.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know.
And
they never
told us the truth. I'm sorry to say. They never told us any kind of truth. Period.
Well, I had a boyfriend, and that's what he did for a living. He shot the cows. They gave him a gun with bullets, and he shot the cows in the face, in the brain, and that's how they killed the animals.
Uh-huh.
I did him. Because he told me, like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this too much longer because they be looking at you and stuff, and they know it's coming. I'm like, you could do it anyway. I couldn't do it anyway. I couldn't.
Okay.
Can you imagine
just
standing up all day and you just shooting an animal down?
Yeah, I kind of just pulled my tail to the table.
You know, for real.
But see, you know, you understand, we got to understand, man, that all of that, you understand, we'll have to look into all of that kind of stuff, man. You understand? In fact, You understand? We know, you understand, that the Levites and the Kohanim, you understand, the Kohen's sons and things, they did a lot of cooking. You understand? They did a lot of killing of the animals. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if, I might be mistaken here, but I don't know this to be, and I don't know this to be factual. But when we used to come down to bringing our offerings to the temple, you understand, and they did this cooking, you know, there was a lot of food that they had to cook. And what did they do with it? It wasn't that many Levites that could eat up all of that stuff.
Right.
So they had to give. So we had to sit at the table also.
And absolutely.
To, you understand what I'm saying? So we got some of those. I think it says it in the scriptures anyway. But you understand? So all of this stuff, man, that they talking about, you understand? We was under the auspices of these European Jews, and we're not Jewish. I can't establish that more so than anything. We not Jews. Everybody, you know, when you say you're Hebrew, Israelite, first thing the other people say, oh, you're Jewish. No, I'm not. You understand? I'm not Jewish.
Yeah.
Read the book. It tell you. You understand? That's a, you know, but anyway, you understand? We have to change all of that stuff.
We will. When we get to where we're going, the Most High is going to make it very clear. And then, man, there will be no need for man to give his own interpretation. But I look at it like this. If it's not written in the book of laws, because the Most High said his laws, his statutes, and his commandments, if it's not in those oracles or those things that we reference to, I'm not going to worry about it.
I agree. See, this is why. See, when we go back, you understand. When we go back into our land, we gotta have a council of elders. We gotta have a council of elders because they supposed to stay, keep their face in the laws, statutes, and commandments. You understand? So anything come off, we could sit down and talk about because them elders should know.
Yep.
Other than that, man. You understand what I'm saying? We're going off on our own thinking, and we got to be careful of that.
Okay, well, guess what? We're going to end the radio show now because I got to give everybody a chance to go to the store and get all the stuff you need. You can't buy or sell anything tomorrow. Tonight from 8:30, when the sun go down tonight, whatever time the sun goes down, wherever you are, from sundown to sundown, we cannot buy anything. This is our new moon, new month ceremony. Please be able to go to the store and get all of the things that you need from the stores, gas, whatever it is you need to get. This is the time to get it. We got a couple of hours to do this before we actually meet tonight when the sun goes down. Anybody else have anything to say before we dismiss? I think this was a good show, very, very necessary, very needed. And I think what it's doing is liberating the Israelites, too, because so many people have been bogged down with so much stuff that's just not scripture. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we go back into scripture and pull it out and be like, well, where they do that at? Because over here they was doing it like this. You know, but it's just like the church turned inside out. They rely on people not reading. And if you rely on somebody else to tell you the story, they're going to control your life. You need to read for yourself so you understand what this is and understand what you're supposed to be doing. Paul doesn't make law. It's the same thing with the church. The church don't worship nobody but Paul. Well, guess what? Now they're trying to implement that same stuff into the Hebrew Israelite community. Paul doesn't write law. The law was already written before Paul was thought of. The Most High spelled it out clearly, what we can and what we cannot do. Period. Anybody else have anything to say before we dismiss? We'll be back on our call tonight at 8:30. The number we're going to be on is 319-527-9197, and the access code is 256039#. 256-039-POUND at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will wait for you until 8:35. After 8:35, the ceremony goes pretty quick. We read our scriptures. We blow our shofar, and that starts our new moon, new month ceremony. If you have any other questions or anything like that, please email us at the Yehuda Project at gmail.com, and Yehuda spell YEHUDAH and the word project, project, the Yehuda Project at gmail.com. Brother Yerushalayim, you want to give the number to the men's call?
Yes, ma'am. The number to the men's call is 720-820-1215. That's 720-820-1215. And that's every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Now, I've had some men email me for the number, so, you know, to get the number. So I'm sure that they're going to start calling. I don't know who these people are, but they've been emailing me wanting the phone number. So be on the lookout, because I got a couple of emails last week.
Okay.
All right. Also, we have a women's call on Tuesday night as well, and the number for the women's call is 712-770-4066, 712-770-4066, and the access code is 154102-POUND, 154102-POUND. And again, you know, we give praise and honor to the Most High Yah for our existing, for him choosing us to be his people, and that he's coming to gather us at the appointed time. And on that note, I want everybody to have a wonderful rest of your week. Don't forget, tonight at 8:30, we'll be back here, and we'll see you then. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.